And Angela, I got this one. Get back.
Oh, it's on my side. I'll get it.
Oh, please, Angela, let me. Let
Tony!
Me.
Tony! Okay. You get it.
I thought you were going to get it.
Well, I was, but I thought you were going to shove me out of the way like you did on every other shot.
And now you see why. Great. Thanks to you. One more point, it's their match.
Oh, Tony, it's only a game.
Only a game, Angela? Only a game? Only losers say it's only a game.
Match point.
Yeah. All right, look, new strategy. Come in. We'll divide up the court. You play this section here.
What section?
The section right around your feet. I'll take everything else.
Gee, do you think I can handle it?
It doesn't matter. I'm going to back you up. Why didn't you get it?
It was out of my section.
Oh, that's cute, Angela. Cute. Now we're gonna have to listen to those animals gloat over kicking our butts.
Nice game.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. Open road and a that's hidden, a brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found the trail, and at the end was you. There's a path to take and a path not take. The choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awaken to a brand new life. A brand new life around the bend.
I know.
And your lunch will be up any moment.
Thank you. Listen, you see that gentleman over there with his granddaughter? Would you just send her a hot fudge sundae and tell her that the best team won?
Very good.
Thank you.
That is so sweet of you, Tony.
Oh, gee, Angela, you know I go crazy and I lose my temper, and I hate when I do that.
It's okay. It's just you.
Thank you. You know, Angela,
salute.
You're the best thing that ever happened to me, Angela. And this fish is the worst. And what would you do? Wrestle this away from the cat?
Is there a problem, sir?
Yes, there's a problem. I ordered a salmon. You bring me a minnow.
Tony, please. There must be 100 people in this restaurant that I know, and they're all staring.
Angela, please. That's just your imagination. What are you looking at, pal?
Would you like me to take your lunch back, sir?
Yes, I'd like you to take my lunch back and use it as a piece of bait to catch me a real fish. And by the way, tell the chef to come out here. I'd like to talk to him right now.
Tony, this is not worth dragging the chef out for.
What are you talking about, Angela? We are having our wedding reception here. I want to make sure this thing doesn't happen then.
Oh, Tony, we've been to a million functions here, and they've always been fine.
They've always been fine? I don't want fine, Angela. I want perfection.
Well, I'm sure it will be. And even if it isn't absolutely perfect, that'll be okay, too.
What? You see, Angela, the minute that you're ready to accept failure on a tennis court, it spills over into the rest of your life.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your lackadaisical attitude.
Lackadaisical?
Yes, lackadaisical.
Well, at least I'm not competitive, obsessive, and demanding.
Hey, yo, I called you one name. You call me three. That's not fair.
It's also not lackadaisical.
Okay, fine. Call me names. But at least I'm man enough to stand up for what I want. And you know what? While I'm up, I'm out of here.
Is this fish big enough for you?
I think I'm gonna need a little more lemon.
Could you please knock that off?
What am I doing?
I'm trying to study. You walk into a room and I can't think straight.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Do you want me to leave?
I didn't say that.
the newlywed.
Oh, we were just studying.
If you're lucky, she'll keep you after class.
Sam, I've really got to get to my books. You may be done with your finals, but I'm not.
Okay, don't worry, because I'm not going to distract you again, okay? I promise. So, Mona, y'all packed?
Yeah. Look at this brochure. This spa has everything. Facials, mud baths, massages.
Oh, look at that jacuzzi. Oh, I just love to sit in that hot tub and have a massage and then have someone just pour me into bed all warm and relaxed.
Stop it!
Do you want me to just go into the other room?
How about another state? Mona, please, take her with you, or I'll never get any studying done.
Maybe it would be better if I went with you.
You sure?
Well, if I don't leave Hank alone, he'll never accomplish anything.
I understand. Same was true with me and Dr. Leo Thompson and his cure for the common cold.
No cure for the common cold.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, guys, how is tennis?
Not good. Tony and I have agreed never to play tennis together again.
Or eat lunch together.
Or drive in the same car.
Hey, the guy cut me off.
So you had to cut him off?
Yeah.
Hey, is it just me? Are you two having more and more of these petty fights the closer it gets to the wedding?
You know, I think you're right.
Oh, baloney.
What?
Yeah, it's just me. But see, there is only one thing to do here. The two of you have to go your separate ways.
What are you
Mother?
Talking
about? Well, only for a couple of days. Now, Angela, you come to the spa with Sam and me. Tony, you stay here. You two obviously need a breather from each other.
And you guys have been bickering a lot lately.
We're not that bad, and we certainly don't need separate vacations.
That's right.
And if things have been a little strained between us, it's only because I've been under a lot of pressure at work, and I'm sorry, Tony.
Oh, Angela, it's not you. You know, I've been going crazy with the wedding plans and everything. If there's any fault here, it's mine.
But don't blame yourself.
Well, I want to blame myself.
Well, you shouldn't.
Please, don't tell me what to do, huh?
I'm not telling you what to do, and don't be so defensive.
Defensive? I'm not being defensive. I'm just trying to take responsibility for something I don't feel responsible for.
Oh, so you think this is all my fault?
Yes, and that little fish was little.
I can be packed in 20 minutes.
Oh, you know, if I was going with you, I could be ready in 15.
Massage.
Who was your masseur?
Carl. You were right. This is a great idea. It's exactly what I needed.
Oh, well, sure. You just needed to get away from the tension, the pressure.
The Tony.
Oh, just felt something knot up.
Uh-oh.
No, don't get me wrong. I love Tony. I just wish he was a little bit more laid back. I don't know why you insist to push and drive and nitpick.
Angela, will you stop it? You came down here to get away from Tony. Stop thinking about him. I mean, out of sight, out of mind.
Maybe not so out of sight. Boy, does that guy look like Dad.
Where? Hey, he is kind of Tony-esque.
Oh, my God. It's Tony's doppelganger.
What? You have seen Tony's doppelganger?
It means his double. God, that man could be Tony's twin. If I didn't know better, I would swear that was Tony.
Well, I think that was out.
No, it's definitely not Tony.
Looks like he's coming over here.
Uh-oh, be cool. Okay.
Hi, I couldn't help but notice you kept looking at me there. Is it, Do I know you, or is it just the way I wear my soup?
No, you just look remarkably like someone I know.
Well, I do get that a lot. That guy from Taxi, right?
No, just a guy she's not supposed to be thinking about right now. Hi, I'm Mona.
Oh, hi, Mona. My
and this is Samantha.
Hi.
Oh, pleasure. And this is my daughter, Angela. Close your mouth, dear.
Tom Ceritelli. Nice to meet you, Angela. May I join you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure,
Good? Yeah? Okay, thank you.
Ceritelli. That's an Italian name, isn't it?
Yes.
You wouldn't happen to have any relatives in Brooklyn, would you?
No, my family's from San Francisco.
Oh, that's great. It's nowhere near Brooklyn.
She also knows many state capitals. You're pretty cool about that tennis ball in the soup thing. Somebody else probably would have completely flipped out.
Really? Well, my philosophy of life is to just, you know, take things as they come. Let life flow over you like a mountain spring, and eventually you'll reach that placid lake.
Hypothetically speaking, you're driving down the road, and someone cuts you off. What do you do?
Well, I've never given that much thought, Angela, but I guess I would pull over and let the lout pass me by. You know, I never can understand why people get so upset over traffic incidents. You see it all the time, and I think, why absorb all that negative energy? It's just not a good life choice.
So, you wouldn't slam on your brakes, cut him off, and scream at your poor fiancé all the way home?
Oh, heavens no. Heavens no. I mean, what kind of man would be that immature, the childish?
So the guy cuts me off, right? And I explode. But the laugh's on him. Because I get his license plate number, right? I make a couple of calls. I get his address. And now, I'm mailing him a stink bomb.
You've got a lot of time on your hands, don't you, Tony?
Yeah, I do, I do. Especially with your mom gone. But you know what? I love it, I love it. You know, I needed a little break from her. Not to have to think about her, not to have to worry about her. Just a little free time for me to do my own thing, you know.
Great, so what's first? You going out?
Yeah, I'm
going
to go get Angela's car washed, and I'm going to take her clothes to the laundry.
Boy, you're a real wild guy, Tony.
Yeah. Let's see, we got a scarf. We got a couple of jackets here. There are a pair of men's pants. Wait a minute. What are a pair of men's pants doing in Angela's closet?
I don't know. Maybe they're mine.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm sure there's some explanation. I wouldn't worry about it.
I'm not worried. I gotta be worried about it. I'm not worried.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Listen, have a good time, but be careful out there.
See you later.
Okay. I'll get to the bottom of these pants. Aha. Sugarless gum. He's tall, he's got good teeth, and he's missing his pants. He should stick out like a sore thumb.
Hey, what are you doing?
A little detective work.
Oh, just mail the stink bomb and get it over with.
No. I'm on a new case now. I found this pair of men's pants rolled up in Angela's closet, just tossed there like in a moment of passion.
Angela?
Yeah, and it had to be within the last 3 weeks because that's the last time I cleaned out her closet, which coincides directly with the time that she started getting a little tense and impatient with me. Coincidence?
Yes. Tony, don't let your imagination carry you away.
I won't, but look at this. A monogram. T.T. T.T. Tall guy. Tommy Toon!
You want this one, Angela?
No, I think it's your turn.
Oh, gee, I hate to hog it.
Oops. Oh, well.
You know, no matter how many times that happens, it always makes me laugh.
I told you I wasn't a very good devil's partner.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind losing. Nice game. Sure taught me a thing or two. Bye-bye.
Maybe you could have won with your regular partner.
No, but to tell you the truth, she takes tennis so seriously.
Don't you just hate that?
Who needs the stress?
You know, I never realized that tennis could actually be fun.
Well, then perhaps you've been playing with the wrong guy. T.T. Bingo. You dirty. Hello, Ted Thomas? You don't know me, but how long is your inseam? You know, the distance from your cuff to your... Hello?
I hope you didn't tell him your name. Ted Thomas is my shop teacher.
Is he tall?
Will you forget the pants?
I can't. I can't forget the pants. I gotta know what's going on, Jonathan. I gotta know.
Uh-oh. This is well done. I ordered it rare.
Well, you can't always get what you want.
You can if you send it back. Waiter!
Please, there's no reason to make a fuss.
I'm not making a fuss. I just want what I ordered.
Well, why don't you take this as an opportunity to try something new?
I don't want new, Tom. I want red meat. Blood red meat. Waiter!
Angela, you're making a scene. No need to be so uptight.
I am not! How can you be so lackadaisical?
A million years from now, no one will care if your burger was well done or rare.
And a million years from now, nobody will care if I bothered the waiter. Hey, you! Get over here!
Angela, please. People are starting to stare.
Oh, that's just your imagination. Hey, what are you looking at, pal? Hey, everybody, we're home!
Hello. Oh, hey, guys, how was the trip?
Oh, it was great.
Sam? Sam.
Hi, honey. How's studying going?
Great, I'm done. Now it's just you and me.
Oh,
honey, what's the matter?
I spent too much time exercising. I mean, between tennis, aerobics, the weight room, I've pulled every muscle in my body.
Oh, you poor...
No, don't touch me, okay? At least not for a week.
Yes. Rookies, they gotta learn to play with pain.
Sweetheart, how was your weekend?
Oh, just great.
Oh, cool, good. Where's Tony?
My guest, stalking Tommy Tune.
What?
He found a pair of men's pants in Mom's closet, and he's been going nuts over it the whole weekend.
You're kidding.
Hello, Angela. Hi, Mona. How was the trip?
Very nice.
Good. That's good to hear. Good to hear. Oops. My shoe's untied.
My goodness, Tony. Where did you get those very long laces?
You told her everything, didn't you?
Not everything. I was trying to protect your dignity.
Too late.
Wait a minute. This is not funny. It's not funny. You have nothing to laugh about. You have some explaining to do. Who is T.T. and why are his pants in your closet?
Well, I guess I better tell you. Do you remember when I was working on the commercial for that tall man's store?
Yeah? Oh, no. Not one of their models. Which one?
The wooden one.
The wooden one? No, the wooden one. Well, none of them could act worth a damn. Which one?
The mannequin.
The mannequin?
The tall wooden mannequin from the tall threads shop.
So the TT stood for tall threads? And I was, jealous over a mannequin?
Right again.
How fitting. Those pants went from one dummy to another.
God, you amused me.
I don't believe you.
I know. I went crazy. I flipped out. It's added to the list of those little traits of mine that drive you crazy. Go ahead, let me have it. Give me your best shot. I deserve it. What was that for?
That's for all your little traits that drive me crazy. And that's for all your traits that don't. And that's for the whole package.
So, what
What you're saying is that you love me, warts and all. Even the things that some people might call obnoxious.
I didn't know how much I missed them until they were gone.
Well, that's great, Angel. Because, you know, I got some other traits that are going to curl your hair. Come on, I'll fill you in. Come on. In a minute. Who's this banana?
Just someone I played some tennis with. No one to be jealous of.
Jealous? What, are you kidding me? Over this goofy-looking bird?
I want to compliment you. Mm. I missed 3 shots, and you didn't yell at me once.
Well, Angela, I've grown.
Hey, I know you! Aren't you that guy from Taxi?
No, I'm not, but I do get that a lot.
Come on, you look just like him, you must be him, huh?
Now, look, pal, I just told you, I'm not him, so take it on the arches, will you? Sheesh, some people. Hey.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Aren't you that guy from Taxi?
That's me.